We are extremely concerned as to what is unveiling itself across different parts of the country with regard to an emerging fodder shortage. You'll be well aware of the tremendous and unprecedented weather we've experienced since the late August into September and October, indeed no more so than in my own part of the country where we had the unprecedented flood on August the 22nd. Livestock have been housed from a very early stage, and we also have a situation where second crop silage and fodder has not been saved. First time I can ever recall, there is actually unsafe fodder, second cut silage, sitting in the field still. And it's leading to a very severe situation which needs urgent action by the government to assist those farmers. The approach and response of the Department of Agriculture Minister to emergencies facing the farming community has been very, very poor in the past. And unfortunately, you seem to be following the same pathway on this occasion. 3 months on from the Inishowen flooding, Minister, farmers are still waiting on any payment in relation to addressing the damage and losses they incurred. And now in your response here to what we have shown today as a party, where TDs from right across the country have come together to show their urgency in relation to this, again, your approach is continue on as normal. There's nothing really at odds or any real difficulties here. Minister, you need to grasp this issue now, and as we learned from 2012, it's at this stage of the year that the crisis needs to be averted, not in the springtime. Farmers need supports now, and what they need is a fund to actually enable them to actually manage the fodder crisis that's facing them. And it's not good enough, Deputy Minister, Collins, to simply stall on this. We need action and immediate action.
Deputy Collins. Where am I?